Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer, and coming up, a deep dive preview of tonight's ABC News presidential debate. But first, the airport fire has burned more than 10,000 acres. It is stretched from Orange County into Riverside County. Pete DeVetrio is on the scene. He joins us live.
It's continuing to burn behind homes in the Rancho Santa Margarita and other locations in Orange County. 1,000 plus firefighters now involved in the structure protection, as well as direct attack to try to prevent the fire from expanding further. Orange County Fire Authority Chief Brian Fennessy says some resources were moved south to protect communities below the starting point of the fire.
We did move resources this morning into Majesca Canyon and into Silverado Canyon because the fire was starting to creep down, you know, from the mouths of those canyons. Although it was backing, we're always cognizant of the fact that the wind could change at any time and blow that fire down into those heavily habitated communities.
Now, they've evacuated more than 1,400 homes up here in the San Lorenzo, Santa Margarita area. A lot of those people are going to be staying out of here at least tonight. The concern now is that this fire has moved south and southeast, and this cross Highway 74 is moving toward the community of El Chorizo and the homes that are in the flatlands area near Lake Elsinore. The major concern, a wind shift called the Elsinore effect, could send fire into those areas overnight or tomorrow. In the meantime, ground and air fire control efforts are going to continue nonstop.
All right, Pete, thanks. An Orange County supervisor urging people in her district to get ready, Karen Adams reports.
Concern is growing as the fire spreads.
It was in District 3, and now it's moving its way toward my district, District 5.
Supervisor Katrina Foley spoke with me as she headed to get an update on the fire, but she says people in her district should be prepared to get out.
We are encouraging people to get their go bags ready, their medical documents, their important papers, their, you know, their medications, their clothing, take care of their pets. We have the evacuation, large animal evacuation at the Orange County Fairgrounds.
She says no one should ignore the call to leave their homes when told to do so. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
All right, let's look at our other fires as nonstop news at 5 continues. There is a new mandatory evacuation order for the Lyon Fire for the southwest part of Big Bear Lake. The fire is continuing to grow. The area the order covers is for Big Bear from the dam east to Wild Rose Lane and the south shoreline south to Bluff Lake Basin. The only exit route is Highway 18. Lyon wildfire has now burned almost 28,000 acres. It is just 5% contained. San Bernardino County Fire Department says significant resources moving into the San Gabriel Mountains to help out with the bridge fire, which has burned more than 4,000 acres with no containment. There's an existing evacuation order in the Mount Baldy area. The only way out is by using Mount Baldy Road. You cannot use Glendora Ridge Road in that area. More traffic updates coming up in a few minutes. Utility workers still getting power and air conditioning restored as we finish out a blistering heat wave. Thousands of outages still being reported around Southern California. LADWP this afternoon reporting more than 6,000 customers still out. The Baldwin Hills, Crenshaw area, the most impacted, followed by the Hollywood Hills and North Hollywood. SoCal Edison reporting about 500 customers down in LA County, along with about 500 in Orange County. San Bernardino dealing with the most SCE outages, likely due to the massive Lyon fire. A homeless man's been convicted of first-degree murder for stabbing a UCLA grad student to death. inside a furniture store in Hancock Park. Sean Smith stabbed Brianna Kupfer 46 times, an attack captured in an audio recording. During closing arguments, prosecutor described him as a man who hates women and went from one business to another hunting for a woman alone. Smith then posed as a customer when he found Kupfer working in the furniture store on La Brea Avenue. A digital audio recorder left behind was still running when police got to the scene. Brianna's mother, Lori, speaking outside the courthouse.
Justice will never be served because our daughters are not alive, but the DA did a wonderful job, and the jury's the jury really listened to the evidence that they heard.
The sanity phase of the trial set to begin October 2nd. Smith facing life in prison without the possibility of parole if the judge determines he was sane at the time of the crime. An absolutely tragic story. A mother who lost her two sons to a drunk driver more than a decade ago has been charged with involuntary manslaughter and child abuse. She reportedly had a blood alcohol level nearly four times the legal limit and was found passed out in her car, along with her three-year-old daughter, who had been dead for several hours. Outdoor temperature in Anaheim was 104 at the time. Of course, much hotter inside the locked car. Sandra Hernandez Cazares once advocated for stricter drunk driving laws after her two young sons were killed by a drunk driver in 2012. Orange County DA Todd Spitzer expressed some sympathy for her, saying that she was robbed of the chance of seeing her sons grow up because of the selfish decision of a stranger to drink and drive, but that she will have to live with the fact that she'll never see her daughter grow up because of the choices she made. Nonstop News at 5, presented by My Lemon Lawyer, My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review. One local college hosting a debate watch party to teach students about politics and civility. And we've got a lot more on all the wildfires. That's all coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues.
ABC News Presidential Debate
on KNX News 97.1 FM.
Charles Feldman and Margaret Guerrero got a preview of tonight's debate on our new election show, Countdown 2024, from Bill Kristol, who founded the conservative Weekly Standard and is now with the Bulwark.
There are some people who are saying the debate tonight is, I don't know, the most important thing since the creation of the universe. Is it that? Where is it on the spectrum of important events?
Yeah, it's certainly the most important debate since the last debate. And the last debate was kind of important, right? No other debate in our history has knocked the presidential nominee out of a race. And so we've sort of taken that for granted now that, of course, it's Harris and Trump. But, gee, it didn't seem like it was going to be Harris and Trump on June 27th, just before the Trump-Biden debate. So I do think this could be the year where the two most important presidential debates, usually they don't change that much, but obviously the first one did. And the second one really could determine, I think, who wins the presidency.
And for Kamala Harris, you know, she has the struggle of having to really show the American people who she is, because in the vice presidency, right, you're often in the background, in the shadow of the president in many ways. And that's what a lot of people are waiting for, at least those who are still on the fence about who they might cast a vote for. And this is being described, I've seen, as the biggest moment of Kamala Harris's political career. It feels like she has both more to lose and at the same time more to gain from tonight, right?
Yeah, I very much agree with that. You know, usually a presidential nominee, sometimes it's an incumbent president. Usually, if it's not the incumbent, it's usually someone who's won a bunch of primaries that year, has debated his opponents, his or her opponents a dozen times. Think of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, or Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, or Donald Trump and all the Republican nominees, right? Harris, because of the weird circumstances in which she took over, people might remember a little bit from those 2019 Democratic debates, but that was early on. There were like 20 candidates. Remember, they split them up into two tiers. You know, no one remembers that much. And if you don't remember that, you might remember the VP debate with Pence in 2020. And otherwise, you haven't seen Vice President Harris, except for that convention speech, for an extended period of time. So I think a lot of Americans legitimately are sort of saying, well, I've seen little clips from her on the news. I saw her read a good convention speech. But let's see how she does, you know, under pressure for 90 minutes.
You know, CNN citing some sources that, you know, we talk about Hillary Clinton, and she debated Trump, obviously, back in 2016, that Clinton actually thinks baiting Trump into self-destruction is one of the best things that Harris can do, and that Trump is being advised not to respond if she gets under his skin. Do you think he would be able to control himself, or does he have to because the mics are going to be muted?
I mean, I don't know. He'll say if he thinks he shouldn't, his advisors will squirm a little. I don't like that baiting him into self-destruction. That just sounds to me like she can win this race if she is compelling, I believe. People don't want Trump. Majority of Americans don't want Trump. It's been pretty clear that there's a kind of more natural majority, you might say, who would go to Harris. And she's 20 years younger, and she's the future, and it's not the Biden-Trump race as people didn't want. So I think she has a bit of a natural advantage, and that means she needs to sell herself, if I can put it that way. You can, baiting Trump, if you start down that road, you can end up in a pretty, you know, silly place with a lot of back and forth, and people say, I don't know, either. They both see, people say Trump's kind of a, you know, a wild man and undisciplined, but she was getting into it with him like that, and right. we don't want
but,
that.
But Bill, when you say the majority of Americans don't want Trump, is that really true? I mean, if that were the case, why is this, according to the polls, such a close election? I mean, it's by a hair.
No. I don't like that fact, and I'm very much against overconfidence. I just mean a simple empirical statement that he lost the popular vote two times. He lost it by more in 2020 than he lost it in 2016. And if she can preserve the 2020 vote, she beats Trump.
Countdown 2024 airs weekdays at 2:30 throughout Election Day. A climate scientist breaks down the three major wildfires in Southern California.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Breaking news
on KNX News 97.1 FM.
Let this be an object lesson into how fast this fire is exploding in size. The airport fire in Orange County has doubled in size since the last update. Cal Fire now says it has burned more than 19,000 acres. That is up from around 10,000 acres. Coverage continues here on KNX News. Back now to those three major wildfires. They come days after days of brutal heat and the weather, which will continue to play a big factor in tackling the fires infecting L.A., Orange, Riverside, San Bernardino counties. UCLA climate scientist Daniel Swain says the wildfire plumes of smoke can be seen from far and wide.
It feels like the Inland Empire is virtually surrounded by fire currently on almost all sides right now. If you live there, you have almost certainly seen these volcanic-like pyrocumulonimbus clouds and also likely been experiencing pretty bad air quality over the past several days. Remarkably, though, today's fire behavior is perhaps the most active in the past week. Southern California actually experienced one of its most extreme heat waves on record in many areas, particularly including specifically the places that are now experiencing major fires over the past week or so. So that heat wave we saw this past weekend was remarkably intense. Burbank tied its all-time record high temperature, not just once, but at least twice, and I'm still looking at the data to see if maybe it did it three times over the course of a single heat wave. Other locations, including Long Beach, tied or exceeded the record number of consecutive 100-plus degree days. So this was ultimately a heat wave that did make it all the way to the coast. It wasn't clear that it was going to, but it ended up getting there in the end. In the foothill and mountain regions where these fires are currently burning, overnight temperatures did not drop below the 80s. In fact, in some cases, they still haven't. Since last week, consecutively, even at night. So very warm and dry overnight conditions, allowing vegetation to dry rapidly and fires to remain active in some cases through the night. as occurred yet again overnight last night.
You looked ahead to how the weather's going to help or hurt firefighters.
The challenges are that now, as that heat and humidity is starting to fade, the landscape is continuing to dry out as winds pick up. And so although the heat is down and the instability of the atmosphere is less, these wildfires in Southern California are going to become increasingly terrain and wind dominated as the heat wave moves on, but the legacy of extremely dry vegetation remains with us and likely will remain so for the foreseeable future heading into Santa Ana wind season. So no Santa Ana winds in the cards in the immediate future, but some onshore winds. So again, these are winds blowing from the ocean to land, westerly, southwesterly winds. These aren't particularly dry winds. They're moderately humid winds, but unfortunately, temperatures remain on the warm side, vegetation remains on the extremely dry side, and with many large fires already burning in remote, inaccessible, steep, and heavily vegetated areas, in some cases with little fire history in recent decades, unfortunately, these onshore winds are probably going to cause more problems than they solve, and it's just going to cause these fires to shift direction. In fact, we're already seeing that in real time today, causing them to run upslope toward populated areas in some cases.
5:21, time for a look at your money. Here's Bloomberg's Nancy Lyons.
Bank executives are offering gloomy forecasts, and that sent the Dow down 93 points today, or 0.25%. But tech stocks rallied, which sent the NASDAQ up 141, or 0.8%. The S&P added 24, or 0.5%. The attorneys general in 42 states are demanding Congress require a Surgeon General's warning on social media apps. The goal is to help curtail addiction and stem a mental health crisis among young adults. The letter to lawmakers echoes much of what the Surgeon General outlined in a New York Times op-ed back in June. Vivek Murthy cited a study by the American Medical Association that showed teens who spend more than 3 hours a day on social media double their risk of depression. Campbell's is more than soup these days, so the company wants to change its name to simply Campbell's. Shareholders will need to vote on the change, which will likely happen at the company's annual meeting in November. I'm Bloomberg's Nancy Lyons, KNX News 97.1 FM.
And that's your nonstop news at 5 for Tuesday, September 10th, presented by My Lemon Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.